欢迎今天的听众朋友们，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月26日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Shivankar 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的垂堪念经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda。
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20. The Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the absolute truth.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的垂堪念经》，是《垂堪念 Charitamrita Madhya Lila》中篇逍遥的第二十章，主师垂堪念 Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。
Okay, good morning from Sri Mayapur Dham.
我们现在是在 Sri Mayapur Dham 圣地马耶普，在向大家道早安。
We will speak from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructioninstructions to Sanatan Goswami.
我们现在讲到的是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 的教导。
And continue from the reading from last week.
我们继续上一周的阅读。
Today we're going to try to give as much information as possible.
今天我们会尽量的给大家提供更多的信息。
On the subject which is quite technical.
那这个主题呢，它的专业性比较强。
But summarize it so that we get a pretty good idea.
但是我们还是会尽量的总结一下，用梗概的这个形式，那么让大家有一个清晰一些的概念。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting to Sanatan Goswami, the opulence of Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在给 Sanatan Goswami 的讲的书的这个主题就是 Krishna 的富裕。
And we began to discuss those opulences last week.
上一周我们已经谈到了这些富裕。
The way Lord Chaitanya is presenting the opulence of Krishna is to understand from how we can understand things here in this material world.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 去呈现 Krishna 的富裕的时候，它是主要帮助我们站在这个物质世界的这个视角来看的。
Because if we're not in the spiritual world, we can't understand the spiritual world.
因为如果我们不是身在灵性世界的话，我们是没有办法像在灵性世界那样来看的。
Even in the material world, it's difficult to understand spiritual subject matters.
因为呢，在这个物质世界要去理解灵性世界的这个极致是不太容易。
We know we have a body.
我们知道呢，我们有这个躯体。
And we have senses.
我们有感官。
And we have experience.
我们也有自己的经验。
And we have an intelligence and a mind.
我们还有智性和心理。
And we surely have a big ego.
毫无疑问，我们也有一个巨大的假我，就是自我。
Then our first call or firstA place of information about anything spiritual will get it from the Bhagavad Gita.
所以说呢，我们关于这个灵性世界的这个知识核心的理解呢，就主要是来自于《博迦梵歌》的 Bhagavad Gita.
So Bhagavad Gita is so essential because it gives us the preliminary or the primary information about our true nature.
所以说呢，《博迦梵歌》是至关重要的，因为它就有关于我们真正的本性的这个问题，提供了我们最基础的，或者说也是最主
And we all know, I hope we all know, that the Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. The first six chapters describe everything that we need to know about the living entity. The second section, another six chapters, describes everything we need to know as a basic information about Krishna.
那中间的这个六章的话呢，主要是让我们能够对 Krishna 有一个最基本性的了解。
And the last six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita describe the knowledge about the material world and some part of the spiritual world.
那最后的这个六章呢，就是对于这个提供了有关于这个物质世界的这些信息和知识，同时也让我们对灵性世界有一点点了解。
Now, Vedic scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita is what we know in terms of sutra.
那么就像伯坚梵歌这样的伟大经典，它给予我们的是从梵文词来说叫做sutra。
Sutra is a code.
Sutra 的意思呢，就好像是一个编码。
Like sometimes you need a code to open an application.
比如说呢，有的时候你要开启一个应用的话，你必须要输入一个密码，或者是输入一个编码。
And then once you have opened the application, you have all the information given in that application.
然后当你把这个应用打开之后呢，里面的所有的这些功能就展示出来了。
So when Krishna speaks to Arjuna, he gives them codified information, like shrunk, condensed information.
所以当 Krishna 他给 Arjuna 去解释这些信息的时候，他给的就像是一个浓缩的一个信息。And
what is required is to realize what actually Krishna is saying.
所以说，那么 Krishna 在说些什么呢？这是需要我们去觉悟的。And
for some people it can come very quick, and for some people it could take lifetimes.
那有些人他理解起来可能是一瞬间就能明白，但是有些人呢，可能需要用一辈子也未见得就能明白。Just
to understand when Krishna says that we are not the body but the spirit soul, the words are clear, but the realization may take a long time.
那就是说，就像比如说 Krishna 他说我们不是这个躯体，我们是灵魂。那么这句话呢，从语言来说的是话非常清晰的，不会有任何的歧义。但是，要去觉悟这句话的深意呢，可能就要很长的时间。
To understand that we actually don't die, this is a very powerful statement.
还有呢，我们还得要了解说我们其实是永生不死的。那么这句话其实也是掷地有声。So
there are always two things. One is the knowledge, and then the other is the realization of the knowledge.
所以呢，这有两方面，一方面就是知识，一方面是对知识的觉悟。So
the idea of receiving such a knowledge is to remove ignorance. Because ignorance is the cause of taking birth after birth in this material world. So, again, from the Bhagavad Gita, we get preliminary information about who we are, who is Krishna, and what is this material world.
所以说呢，通过伯加梵歌，我们就能够初步的去了解我是谁，Krishna是谁，物质世界是怎么回事。
And this is why many people become attracted to Krishna consciousness, because it is made very clear in the Bhagavad Gita.
那很多人之所以能够被 Krishna知觉所吸引，是因为伯加梵歌提供了非常清晰的讯息。And
then people become attracted to the process.
然后接下来一步就是人们会被这个 Krishna知觉的程序所吸引。
But to enter the process of Krishna consciousness, we need other elements to support it. Otherwise, we won't be strong enough to move forward.
但是呢，为了要走进Krishna 知觉的这个程序，我们还需要其他的一些因素来作为辅助和支撑。否则的话呢，我们就走不了太远。
Because what happens oftentimes is what we read in the books and what we experience in everyday life is completely different.
因为很多时候我们在书里读到的这个内容和我们每天实际的日常的这些经验可能是非常的不同的。
So one becomes fully realized when the knowledge and the practice no longer make any difference.
如果知识完全能够和一个人的修习保持一致了，那么就毫无困惑了。
So for that purpose, Arjuna takes the role of a conditioned soul.
为了达到这样的一个目的， Arjuna 扮演了一个受条件限制的灵魂的角色。
Arjuna is an eternal associate of Krishna.
那么 Arjuna 呢，他是 Krishna 一位永恒的同游。
They have been friends forever.
他们的这种朋友的关系是永恒的。
Arjuna's love for Krishna is unquestionable.
Arjuna 对 Krishna 的爱是毋庸置疑的。
But in that particular situation on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is covered by Krishna's internal potency so he can become a student.
但是在库鲁之野的战场上， Arjuna 被 Krishna 的内在的能量所覆盖，这样他就能够非常真实的以一个学生的身份出现。
And Arjuna has to go through all these questions and answers, actually not for his own benefit, but for our benefit.
那 Arjuna 呢，他就要走过所有的这些问题和答案，就是这个问答的这个过程。其实他只是为了我们这些受局限的灵魂的益处。
And Krishna will describe to Arjuna all the different aspects of transcendental knowledge and his own opulence for Arjuna to understand who he is.
那 Krishna 要向 Arjuna 解释的就是整个关于绝对真理的方方面面、各个角度以及他的富裕，这样呢 Arjuna 就能够对他有充分的理解。
Because ultimately what Krishna wants to achieveIn the Bhagavad Gita, is he wants Arjuna to perform his duty.
因为这个整个在 Krishna 在佛家梵歌当中，最终而言 ，Krishna 希望 Arjuna 要做的就是去履行他的负定责任。
And that duty is to act for Krishna and not act on one's own personal desire.
那这个责任的这个履行呢？意味着就是要按照 Krishna 的意志去行事，而不是出于一己的私欲。
So for Arjuna to perform his duty, Krishna needs to convince him about who Krishna is.
那为了让 Arjuna 去履行这样的为了 Krishna 的这个职责，所以说呢，他必须首先要让 Arjuna 心悦诚服，让他知道 Krishna 是谁。
So Krishna will describe some of his opulences that we can experience in this world.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他要解释一下我们能够在这个世界的所能经验到的他的富裕。
And some of those opulences we can be aware of them, and some other opulences we may not be aware of them.
有一些富裕是我们可以意识到的，但是有一些可能就意识不到了。
Now Srila Prabhupada explains.That we have a relationship with our body as conditioned souls.
那施拉帕说了，我们都是受条件限制的灵魂。从这个角度出发，我们和我们的躯体有一个连接，有一个关系。
And the body is very important to us.
那我们的这个躯体呢，就是对我们而言是极其重要的。
Because we are not aware of the presence of the spiritual.
因为我们现在还没有办法意识到灵魂的存在。
So this is why our body and expansion of our body is very important.
这就是为什么我们的躯体以及我们躯体的这个扩展看似是非常的重要的。
Now once we find out that we're not just a body, but we have a spiritual spark within the body, then we start paying attention to spiritual relationships.
啊，那当我们意识到我们不仅仅是这个躯体，还是躯体里面的这个小火花的时候，那我们现在呢，我们的这个关注点就可以逐渐的落在一种灵性的关系之上。
And spiritual relationship means that we get to understand that we actually have not only a body, but we have a soul, and that soul is eternally connected to Krishna.
而灵性的这种关系就是意味着我们现在不仅有一个躯体，还有一个灵魂，而这个灵魂是有着和 Krishna 之间一种永恒的连接。
Then we gradually become attached to Krishna.
然后我们逐步的呢，就会依附于 Krishna.
So Lord Chaitanya here is giving a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那现在呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是引用了圣典《薄伽瓦坛》里的一个诗节
，where Shukadev Goswami says, "You should know Krishna to be the original soul of all atmas, all souls." For the benefit of the whole universe, he has, out of his causeless mercy, appeared as an ordinary human being. He has done this by the strength of his own internal potency.
那么在这里呢 ，Shukadeva Goswami 就说了这样的一段话。你应当知道 ，Krishna 是所有的 atma 生物体的最原本的灵魂。为了庇益整个宇宙，他出于无缘的仁慈，以一个凡人的身份显现。他是急着自己内在的能量来做到这一切的。
So, even though the conditioned soul is covered in this material world, Krishna will come, appears as an ordinary human being, so we can establish a relationship.
那虽然呢，我们这些受局限的灵魂在这个物质世界是被物质能量所覆盖的，但是 Krishna 依然愿意以一个凡人的身份降临到这个世界上，以便于我们和他建立这种连接。
So when Krishna is on the chariot speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he appears as a human being.
所以当 Krishna 他站在这个战车上面给 Arjuna 去讲述国家梵歌的时候呢，他看上去就像是一个普通人。
When we see the painting of Krishna on the chariot, we may think that he is a young man.
那如果我们看到过这样的这个图，就是 Krishna 在战车上给 Arjuna 讲话的时候，我们可能认为他看上去也只不过就是一个普普通通的人。
But Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita many, many, many years after he left Vrindavan.
那其实呢，是 Krishna 他离开了 Vrindavan 之后，很多很多年之后，他讲述的《薄伽梵歌》。
And Prabhupada explains, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, he was actually a very old man.
那么在战车上的时候，我们看到的这个 Krishna 好像是非常的年轻啊，风华正茂。那Prabhupada 他说呢，实际上就是 Krishna 他已经非常非常的年老了。
But he doesn't look like an old man because Krishna is always young.
但是他看上去并不是一个老年人，因为 Krishna 永远是年轻的。
Because old age is a symptom of the decay of the body.
因为老年就标志着躯体的衰落。
So, as appearing as his, in his original form as Krishna, he gives knowledge to Arjuna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他是以原本的这个形象出现了，他给了 Arjuna 这门知识。
And we know, for example, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes some of his opulences.
那么我们知道在《薄伽梵歌》的第十章里面 ,Krishna 描述了自己一部分的富裕。
And he tells Arjuna, but what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
那 Krishna 就是说 ,Arjuna, 你又何须去逐一地认识这一切呢？我的一小部分就足以 遍透和维系整个宇宙。
So it's very difficult for the little mind and the little intelligence that we have to try to understand and put the pieces together how Krishna can do all these things.
那我们的头脑是那么的有限，然后我们怎么可能以这种有限的智慧，所有限的这种智力去理解 Krishna 呢？就怎么去理解 Krishna 能够把这些片段都能够组合在一起，能够去遍透整个的宇宙呢？
And the point is that we cannot understand it with the mind.
哦，那其实这里的核心就是说，只是依靠我们自己的头脑，我们是没有办法理解这一切的。
The knowledge is actually contained within the soul.
这个知识其实是蕴藏在这个灵魂之中。
All the knowledge about this material world and the spiritual world is all contained within the soul.
实际上呢，有关于这个物质世界还有灵性世界的一切的这个知识，其实都潜藏在灵魂之中。
So this is why the word achintya is used in our Vaishnava philosophy because it's actually inconceivable.
那么 achintya 这个梵文字的意思就是不可思议的。这就是为什么在我们的 Vaishnava 的哲学当中，我们用到了 achintya 这个词语，意思就是说这一切是不可思议的。
It's already inconceivable to try to understand how this earth planet is functioning.
就算是我们的这个地球它是怎样运作的，我们可能对我们而言也是不可思议的。
How the planets are rotating.
所有的这些星辰星球是怎么样不断的在它们的轨道上循环运转的，这一点我们也是不得而知。
Even how the seasons are working.
这个季节是如何更替流转的，我们也不知道。
And the size of the universe.
还有宇宙的大小。
And then to know that there are millions of universes.
而且呢，宇宙是无数计，就无穷无尽的，这一点对我们来说也是不可思议的。
And this is why the scientists are constantly being challenged, trying to understand all these things.
那么科学家们在他们的研究当中，为了要去解决这些问题，就在不断的经受一个又一个的挑战。
And Krishna says, "This is a single fragment of myself."
而 Krishna 却说，这只是我的一个非常小的片段或者一小部分。
So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Bhaktiye." Bhagavanera anubhava purna rupa eka ivigrahe tanra ananta svarupa. This is very important. Only by devotional activities can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord, which is perfect in all respects. Although his form is one, he can expand his form into unlimited numbers.By his supreme will.
这一段的这个师节是非常的重要的，就是说呢，主的超然的这个形体在任何一个方面都是完美无缺的，只是通过奉爱服务，一个人就能了解这超然。但是急着他至高无上的意愿。他却可以将他的形象扩展为无数。
So this, who Krishna is and what are his opulences?
所以说呢，这从这一点我们就可以了解到他是谁，而他的富裕又是什么。
Only by devotional activity.
在这里明确的指出，只是通过
And Krishna says exactly the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita.
那在博迦梵歌里面 ，Krishna 所说的也与此如出一辙。
Where he says, "Only by devotional service can I be understood as I am."
就是只有通过奉献服务，你才能如其所如的了解我。
The senses need to be purified.
感官首先得 获得净化。
The mind and the intelligence need to be purified.
心意和智性也得得到净化。
The body needs to be purified.
躯体得得到净化。
And the heart needs to be purified.
我们的心也得获得净化。
In other words, the basic condition must be goodness.
换句话说呢，最基础的一个条件就是至少要是在善良心态。
From the platform of goodness, we use transcendental knowledge to rise to pure goodness.
然后呢，处在这个善良心态中的时候呢，然后我们再通过这个超然的知识而把自己培养到更高的一个境界，那就是纯粹的善良心态。
So devotional service, practical, Lord Chaitanya says here, practical devotional activities.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里说出的就是非常切实可行，就是非常实际的奉献性的活动。
And devotions means that we have to turn our attention towards the object of love.As opposed to trying to satisfy our own self.
那奉爱服务的这个意思呢，就是意味着我们要转向爱的对象，而不是只是总是转向自己，以自我为核心。
And this takes patience. It takes determination.
需要坚定的决心。
It takes confidence.
需要信心。
It takes help.
也需要帮助。
So over the years, we learn to practice devotional service so we can purify our heart so we can understand Krishna.
那经过了这么多年，我们逐步的学会了，慢慢的在学习怎么样通过奉爱服来净化自己的心灵，然后再转。
Ultimately, when we attain the platform of pure devotional service,Everything becomes natural.
那最终当我们达到了纯粹的奉爱的服务的时候，那么所有的一切就是自然而然的了。
Last week we told the story of the cobbler and the brahmana.
那上一周呢，我们就是讲到了这个婆罗门和鞋匠的那个故事。
How is it possible that Lord Narayan is spending his time putting an elephant through the eye of a needle?
那这个主乃兰爱呢，怎么可能就花这么长的时间把一头大象穿过针眼呢？
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
Materially speaking, how can you put an elephant through the eye of a needle?
那从这个物质的这个角度来说，这怎么可能实现呢？把一头这么大的大象穿过一个这么小的针眼。
But when we know that Krishna is the source of everything and that is power,Is unlimited. Of course, he can put an elephant through the eye of a needle. He can do anything.
那当我们知道 Krishna 是万物的源头 ，Krishna 他有着无限的这个力能量和力量的时候，我们就知道他是无所不能的。把一头大象穿过一个针眼又有什么呢
？Otherwise, you can ask, how can a seven-year-old boy lift up a huge mountain?
那你也可以询问说，一个七岁的一个孩子怎么就能够把一座大山举起来呢
？When we read the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, we are confronted with trying to understand how can Krishna do all these things.
然后呢，当我们去读这个 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的时候，我们就时不时的会面临这样的一个疑问 ：Krishna 怎么可能做到这样的一件事呢？
We can appreciate the pastime.
我们可以去欣赏这些逍遥时光。
But we should not try to conceive of it with material intellect.
我们可以去赞美这些逍遥时光，但是我们千万不要用一种世俗的这种智力或者说脑力去试图去理解这一切。
For example, here in Mayapur, we are hearing in the morning Bhagavatam class.About Krishna's childhood pastimes.
比如说呢，我们现在在这个玛雅普这个早上的圣典波伽瓦坦课，正好讲的就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的童年逍遥时光。
And the coward boys are telling Mother Yashoda that Krishna has eaten dirt.
那么这个牧牛童呢，这个亚瑟的妈妈告状说 Krishna 吃了土。
Now in this material world, so many kids, they do all sorts of crazy things like this.
那我们知道在物质世界呢，有这么多的孩子，他们非常的淘气，经常的做这些疯狂的举动。
That's why mothers always tell the kids, don't put these things in your mouth.
那妈妈就会经常的对自己的孩子说，别把这东西放在嘴里。
That's why all the bottles that you buy have a special way to open so the kids cannot open them.
这就是为什么你买的所有的这些瓶子，它都是有一种特别的方法给拧紧的，这样孩子他就拧不开了。
Especially chemical products.
特别是一些有这种化学物质的。
But everybody knows kids put everything in their mouth.
但是我们知道呢，孩子都是这样的，他会把所有的东西都搁到嘴里。
So what's the big deal if Krishna eats some dirt?
但是 Krishna 吃点土又有什么大不了的呢？
So devotees have been discussing every morning, did Krishna actually eat dirt or not?
那我们早上的时候奉献者就在讨论，这 Krishna 到底是没吃土。
Did he eat dirt or did he not eat dirt?
他吃了土吗？还是没有吃土？
Were the coward boys lying?
是牧牛童们在撒谎吗？
Was Krishna lying?
还是 Krishna 在撒谎？
Who is telling the truth?
谁说的是真话？
So you can try to concentrate on who did what.
所以你可以把你的关注点搁在到底是谁做了什么上面。
And you can never get an answer.
那你这个答案是永远找不到。
But what is the most important thing here?
但是在这些消时光里，到底什么是最重要的呢？
The most important thing here is that now Mother Yashoda wants to check whether Krishna ate dirt or not.
那就是说亚瑟的妈妈她现在想检查一下 Krishna 到底是吃没吃土。
Because she is the mother, she is concerned.
因为她是妈妈，她当然就很担忧了。
But what is the nature of that concern?
那这样的一种担忧本质上是什么呢？
Love.
就是爱。
Pure love for Krishna.
对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
So she says to Krishna, if you didn't eat dirt, then open your mouth and let me check.
那他就对 Krishna 说呢，你要是真没吃土的话，你现在就把嘴张开，让我看看。
And when he opened his mouth, Mother Yashoda is completely bewildered by what she sees.
那然后呢，当这个 Krishna 把嘴张开，然后亚瑟的妈妈看到他嘴里的这个情景的时候呢，他就大吃一惊，他完全都糊涂了。
Krishna displays all his opulences.
在 Krishna 的口中，他展示了他所有的富裕。
And she gets completely overwhelmed.
然后呢，他完全的就是吃惊了。
And then she says, okay, close your mouth and don't do it again.
然后他就让 Krishna把这个嘴闭上，让他不要再张开了。
And she wonders who is this boy.
然后呢，他自己就在想，这个小孩到底是谁呀？
For a fraction of a moment, Krishna is showing his mother who he is.
就是在那一瞬间，一刹那， Krishna 就向他的妈妈也收到展示了他的真实身份。
But she doesn't want to know him that way.
但是亚瑟的妈妈是不想那个知道他的这一面的。
This is not the relationship that she has with Krishna.
这不是他和 Krishna 之间的关系。
No one in Vrindavan is interested to know that Krishna is the source of everything.
在 Vrindavan 没有一个人有兴趣知道 Krishna 是万物的源头。
This is the nature of pure bhakti.
这就是纯粹的 bhakti, 纯粹奉爱的。
When we engage in pure devotional service, we get to understand what is the most important.
所以呢，当我们去真正的去从事奉爱服务的时候，我们就能够知道什么是最重要的。
And what is the most important is our devotion to Krishna.
最重要的就是我们对 Krishna 的奉爱之情。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to show Sanatan Goswami how Krishna expand in so many different ways.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就想让 Sanatan Goswami 知道 Krishna 是怎么样以各种各样的方式存在的。
Another example is directly from the Bhagavad Gita in the 11th chapter. When Krishna manifests his universal form. He wants Arjuna to be convinced about who he is. But already in the 10th chapter, Arjuna has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但实际上在前面的第十章中, Arjuna 他已经接受了 Krishna 就是至尊人格神兽。
Now in the 11th chapter, he wants Krishna to show his universal form so that the impersonalist will be convinced about who Krishna is.
那么在第十一章中呢, Krishna 他就展示了他的宇宙形体, 那么是为了让那些非人格主义者 也能够确信 Krishna的真实身份。
And after Arjuna has seen the universal form of Krishna, he says, please, come back to your normal form.
那当 Arjuna看到了 Krishna的这个宇宙形体的时候, 他就请求 Krishna再回到他原本的形体。
So Krishna goes from the universal form to four-arm form.
所以这样呢, 就是 Krishna从他的宇宙形体, 就变为他的四臂形象。
And Arjuna says, no, I also don't want that form.
然后Arjuna就说呢, 这形象呢, 我也不想看到。
Then Krishna goes back to his two-arm form.
然后Krishna呢, 他就回归到他的双两臂形体。
Because this is Arjuna's vision of his eternal relationship with Krishna as a friend.
因为在Arjuna的这个心目当中, 他和Krishna的 这种关系就是和这个在灵性世界的两臂形体之间的永恒的朋友关系。
So this is what, as practicing devotees, we are introduced to different personalities who have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，我们就是作为这个正在修习的奉献者的话，我们就逐步的去了解。 就是这些不同的人物, 他们和Krishna之间的, 各不相同的关系。
In the Bhagavad Gita, we get introduced to Arjuna.
比如说在博迦梵歌当中呢, 就给我们介绍了Arjuna。
He is a pure devotee of Krishna.
他是Krishna纯粹的奉献者。
We get introduced to the Pandavas.
然后呢, 我们还了解到Pandava,
兄弟。 They are pure devotees of Krishna.
他们也是Krishna纯粹的奉献者。
And then when we go into the Srimad Bhagavatam,
然后就到了圣典博迦瓦坛,
we're introduced to so many different pure devotees of Krishna.
在圣典博迦瓦坛里就有Krishna的很多很多的纯粹奉献者。
And through them, we get to understand who Krishna is.
那通过他们, 我们就真正的了解到Krishna究竟是谁。
And each one is giving specific teachings.
那每一个人呢, 他们都得到了, 就是特定的教导。
Based on their pure realization.
基于他们的这种纯粹的觉悟。
Like Dhruva Maharaj.
比如说像Dhruva Maharaj.
And Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj.
And Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
And Ajamil.
Ajamil.
And so many different kings like King Prithu.
然后这里面还介绍了很多的国君, 比如说像Pitu啊。
And gradually we are led one canto after another into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
然后呢，我们就是随着这个圣典博迦瓦坛的一篇一篇的这个递进， 然后我们就最后就进入到 Krishna的 这个Vrindavan的逍遥时光里。
And the person who is hearing those pastimes is Maharaj Parikshit, who is also a pure devotee of Krishna.
那么在这里呢, 这个圣典博迦瓦坛的聆听者是 Parish Maharaj, 他也是 Krishna的一个纯粹的奉献者。
So we get to know or to understand Krishna through their eyes.
所以呢, 我们是通过这些纯粹奉献者的眼睛去了解 Krishna的。
And then we also get to know what is their favorite form of Krishna.
而且我们也可以知道他们每一个人 最爱看到的是 Krishna 的每一个形象。
Some worship Krishna as Lord Narayan.
有的是把 Krishna 当作这个 Narayana 来崇拜的。
Some worship Krishna in different incarnations.
有的是把这个 Krishna 去崇拜 Krishna 的不同的各种不同的那个化身。
Some worship Krishna through his material manifestation.
有的是就是去崇拜 Krishna 的。不同的这个物质展示。
But the ultimate attraction, especially for Maharaj Parikshit, is to hear about Krishna in his Vrindavan pastimes.
嗯，对于王来说呢，他最想看到的，终极而言，就是 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
So now what Sanatan Goswami is going to do, he is going to present all of Krishna's expansions.
那现在萨那坦戈斯瓦米要做的就是说，他要呈现的就是 Krishna 的这些各不相同的扩展。
So that we get to understand that from the original form of Krishna in Vrindavan, how everything manifests.
就是说，我们就这样呢，通过这个叙述，我们就能够了解从。Krishna 在 Vrindavan 最原本的这个形象开始出发，所有的其他的一切是怎么一一扩展。
They are technical terms, but I'm not going to bring up those technical terms because it can be confusing.
在这里涉及到一些就是专业性很强的一些词汇，那这些我就不一一的说了，否则的话呢，大家可能就会比较困惑，不太理解。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins with Krishna in his original transcendental eternal form.
首先是讲，先开始讲到的是 Krishna 的最原本的超然的永恒的形象。
In Goloka Vrindavan.
这个指的是在 Goloka Vrindavan, 就是无忧星宿。
Where Krishna enjoys his pastimes in Vrindavan in the spiritual world.
那就是说 Krishna 他是在灵性世界的这个 Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, 去享受他的这个逍遥时光。
Now when we read about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, we also get to understand about his opulences in Vrindavan.
那当我们去阅读到 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的时候，我们自然也会了解到 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的富裕。
And they are pastime, for example, when the coward boys and the calf are being stolen by Lord Brahma.
那在这里的这个逍遥时光里呢，涉及到很多，比如说这个婆罗赫摩他把Krishna 的这个小牛犊牧牛童们给偷藏起来。
And they disappear for 1 year.
然后他们消失了一年之久。
Krishna will replace every calf and every coward boy for 1 year.
然后呢，等于是Krishna 他就用他的这个能量去替代了有一年的时间，替代了每一头小牛犊，每一个小牧牛童。
So for 1 year, Krishna multiplies himself.
然后在这一年当中 ，Krishna 呢，他就扩展出。
This is one opulence.
扩展出这些，那就是说，这个就叫做他的富裕之一。
Krishna also multiplies himself when he enjoys the rasa dance with the gopis.
那当 Krishna 他和这些 gopi 牧牛姑娘们在去享受这个就是翩翩起舞的这个 rasa 之舞 rasa 那个甜蜜的逍遥时光的时候，他也扩展无数的扩展他自己和每一个牧牛姑娘在一起。
This is inconceivable.
那么这个也是不可思议。
But this is Krishna's opulence. He can do this.
就是 Krishna 他是可以做到这一点的。
When you look at the painting of the Rasa Lila, maybe you can count maybe 15 or 20 Krishna and maybe 15 or 20 gopis.
在这个Rasa Lila 的这个画当中，你可能只是看到了15个20个 Krishna, 15个20个 gopi, 牧牛姑娘们。
Because that's as many that can fit into the painting.
因为一幅画里最多也只能画到这么多。
But,The Acharyas explains that when Krishna engages in the rasa dance with the gopis, there are literally millions of them.
然后呢 ，Acharam 解释说，其实在这个 Rasa 之舞上，其实这样的一个扩展，可以说是亿亿万万的，或者换句话说，其实就是无穷无尽。
And Krishna dances with each one of them separately.
然后呢 ，Krishna 还和每一个牧牛姑娘在一起舞蹈。
So this is one example that from that form of Krishna as a coward boy, he can expand himself within the Vrindavan pastimes.
所以说这就是一个例子了。Krishna 他是 Vrindavan 的一个小牧牛童，但是他却可以在 Vrindavan 扩展出无数。
Now, when Krishna goes to Dwarka.
那接下来我们再说一下 Krishna 去 Dwarka 城。
How many wives did he got?
他有多少妻子？
16,108 wives.
16,108
He has a palace for each one of them.
然后每一个王后都有一个自己的宫殿。
And he lives with each one of them in each palace.
而且呢，他可以在每一个宫殿里和他们中的每一个生活在一起。
When Narada Muni went to see Krishna in Dwarka.
当这个 Narada Muni 他去 Dwarka 去。拜见 Krishna 的时候
，He went from one palace to another.
他就从一个宫殿走到另外一个宫殿。
And in each palace, Krishna was doing something different.
那在每一个宫殿里 ，Krishna 都在做不同的事情。
He was wondering who is Krishna.
然后呢，他就摸不着头脑了。这 Krishna 是谁
？So this is to expand him.
时光的这个目的 ，Krishna 完全可以这样扩展自己。
Now, pay attention to this.
现在大家请听好。
We discussed last week how Krishna manifests himself in the form of Paramatma within the heart.
上一周我们讨论到 Krishna 是如何以 Paramatma 超灵的这个形象。扩展到每一个生物体的心中。
The heart of all living entities.
就是说所有的生物体的心中。
All throughout the material manifestation.
就是在整个的这个物质的展示之中。
It means that Krishna expands himself into billions and billions of forms.
也就是说亿亿万万不计其数的这个形象，这都是 Krishna 扩展而来，遍透了整个的宇宙。
But what's the purpose?
那这个目的是什么呢？
To reclaim the conditioned souls.
这个是为了去救赎受条件限制的灵魂。
That's the function of Paramatma.
这个就是 Paramatma 的作用。
When the conditioned souls becomes pure and returns to the spiritual world, the Paramatma does not go with the living entity back to the spiritual. Paramatma always stays in the material world.
那这受条件限制的灵魂得到净化解脱之后，要回归到了灵性世界的时候，这个 Paramatma 超灵是就不再伴随它了，因为这个超灵 Paramatma 是永远在这个物质世界的一个扩展。
So,there's a difference between Krishna as Paramatma helping the conditioned soul and Krishna expanding himself for the sake of exchanging love.
那么 Krishna 他扩展为超灵，伴随着这个个体灵魂，这是一方面。另外一方面 ，Krishna 他扩展他自己是为了这种爱的交流，这两者之间是不一样的。
It is mentioned 16,108 wives, but Krishna could marry millions of queens.
那就是说，在这里说到了16,108位妻子，但实际上 Krishna 他可以去娶这个上千万、更多的妻子。
Because Krishna's first internal potency is Srimati Radharani.
因为首先 Krishna 他的内在的这个能量，首先是 Srimati Radharani 的就是这个形象。
She is called Ladini Shakti.
她就是被称为 Ladini Shakti.
And from Radharani, all the gopis expand.
然后所有的这些 gopi 牧牛姑娘们是从 Radharani 那里扩展出来的。
And these gopis expand into the queens of Dwarka.
然后呢，这些牧牛姑娘们又进一步的扩展到了这个 Dwarka 的 这些女王王后。
So in the Vrindavan pastime, all the gopis want to be married to Krishna.
在文达本所有的这些 gopi 们，他们都想嫁给 Krishna。
But for the sake of pastime, it's not possible.
但是呢，为了这个逍遥时光的这个缘故呢，这是不可能。
So they expand into the queens of Dwarka, and Krishna can marry them.
因为在文达本逍遥时光里面呢，就是没有可能让他们实现这样的这个愿望，所以他们就进一步的去扩展成为 Dwarka 的这些王后们，然后呢，他们就可以进一步的跟 Krishna 在一起。
The first expansion of Krishna is Balaram.
那 Krishna 的第一重扩展就是主 Balaram.
Balaram and Krishna are the same.
Balaram 和 Krishna 是没有区别的。
What is the function of Balaram?
Balaram 的作用是什么呢？
Balaram's function is to supply and arrange for all of Krishna's pastimes.
他就是去提供和支持 Krishna 所有的这些逍遥时光。
In other words, outside of Krishna's own person, everything else is Balaram.
那换句话说，其实除了 Krishna 本人之外，其他所有的一切都是 Balaram.
As it's mentioned in Nectar Devotion, Krishna's shoes,Krishna's flute.
就像这个圣典不是在那个那个奉爱的甘露里面所讲的一样，比如说 Krishna 的鞋，还有 Krishna 的笛子，
Krishna's bed,
Krishna 的床，
Krishna's clothes,
Krishna 的衣服，
Krishna's garlands,
Krishna 的花环，
Krishna's ornaments,
Krishna 的所有的这些首饰。
Everything is Balaram.
其实所有的这些都是Balaram.
All the pastimes are manifested by Balaram.
所有的这些逍遥时光都是 Balaram 扩展的。
And then Krishna expands from Balaram to other expansion within the spiritual world.
然后呢，就是 Balaram 呢进一步又扩展在这个灵性世界之中。就是有更多的扩展，从在灵性世界，从这个 Balaram 而来。
For the sake of the maintenance of the spiritual world.
这个的目的是为了去维系这个灵性世界。
So, we have from Balaram, we have Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha.
所以这个就是四重的扩展，这个就是 Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha.
And from them, other manifestations of Krishna will appear.
然后从这些扩展呢，那进一步又有 Krishna 其他的这个展示。
Different forms, different parts of the spiritual world.
这个是在这个灵性世界的不同的地方，然后有不同的扩展。
And each ones have their own spiritual planets.
然后每一个扩展，他们都有自己的星球。
So this is why there are different schools of Vaishnavism.
所以说 Vaishnavism 就是 Vaishnava 宗，它也是分成好多的流派。
In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we study and we follow the line that will bring us back directly to Goloka Vrindavan.
那在我们的这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 宗之中呢，那就是这样的，我们的这个程序就是可以让我们直接的，回到。
But there are other schools of Vaishnavas that will give a specific sadhana to bring us to Vaikuntha in any of the expansions of Krishna.
那还有其他的一些 Vaishnava 学派，可以把我们就是修习者带到这个，比如说 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿，或者说灵性世界其他的地方。
So.This is why we have this specific process of bhakti, so that ultimately we can be with Krishna in Vrindavan, not in Vaikuntha.
所以说呢，我们现在所修持的就是一种特定的奉爱服务的这个程序，能够把我们带回到Goloka Vrindavan, 而不是 Vaikuntha 星球或者其他的灵性世界。
This is very, very nicely explained.In the second part of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
那在这个 Brihat Bhagavatamrita 就是大婆伽瓦昙甘露中，那就是详细的讲到了这一点。
We have the story of Gopakumar.
这里面讲到的其中的一个人物就是 Gopakumar.
Who is a coward boy at Govardhan.
他是 Govardhan 的一个小牧牛童。
And receives a mantra from his guru.
他从他的 guru 那儿得到了一个 mantra。
And this mantra is there to bring him back to Goloka Vrindavan.
那这个 mantra 啊，这个神咒就是让他要把他带回到 Goloka Vrindavan 的。
And Gopakumar is going to travel from one, from one, going to every Vaikuntha planet, and wherever he goes.He will be very amazed to see the opulence of the Supreme Lord, but he will never be satisfied.
那这个 Gopakumar 呢，他走遍了这个物质世界的所有的这个宇宙，后来又到了这个灵性世界，他到了这个 Vaikuntha， 每到一个地方呢，他都会看到那里的特别的这个情景，特别的这个展示，但是他怎么也感不到一种全然的满足。
He even goes to Dwarka.
他甚至还去了这个 Dwarka.
And in Dwarka, he sees Krishna face to face.
然后在 Dwarka 城的时候，他和 Krishna 是面对面的在一起。
And he runs towards Krishna.
他就向 Krishna 奔跑过去。
And he hugs him.
他想拥抱 Krishna.
In front of everyone.
他周围有好多人都在看着他们，他就这样一把的抱住 Krishna.
And Krishna says to him, "It's nice to see you, but we don't do this here."
他想抱住 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 他说见到你非常的高兴，但是在这儿，在 Dwarka 城，我们不能这么做。
It's like in China, we don't hug here.
就好像我们在中国以前也是不拥抱的。
He says, if you want to hug me, you go to Vrindavan.
那你要是想要拥抱我的话呢，你就去 Vrindavan 拥抱。
Because in Dwarka, everyone worships Krishna with awe and reverence.
因为在这个Dwarka, 就是大家还是对 Krishna 带着一种敬畏的那种心态来崇拜。
So there is a beautiful painting that shows Krishna greeting Gopakumar by giving a very warm embrace, and all the Brijbasis are watching very, very nicely.
所以说呢，有这么一幅画，上面画的就是 Gopakumar 在这个 Vrindavan 啊和 Krishna 紧紧的拥抱在一起。然后周围有很多的 Brajavasi， 就是 Vrindavan 的这些居民们，他们就是非常喜悦地看着他们。
And this is how Krishna greets the conditioned soul when the conditioned souls return to Goloka Vrindavan in their eternal form.
那在这个受条件限制的灵魂回归了这个 Goloka Vrindavan 灵性世界，回归到他们永恒原本的这个形体的时候。那么这就是发生的是这样的一幕。
So the point I want to make so that we are clear is that the practice that we are given by Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas is the practice that would lead us back to Vrindavan in the spiritual world, not into Vaikuntha.
所以我想现在在这里给大家明确的一点就是 Srila Prabhupada 和先前的先师 Acharya 们他们所给予我们的这种奉爱服务的这个程序是把我们带回到灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan 而不是 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿。
We may worship Lord Nrisimhadev.
我们可能会去崇拜主 Nrisimhadev.
We may worship Sitaram.
可以有可能去崇拜 Sitaram.
We may worship Lakshmi Narayan.
也有可能崇拜 Lakshmi Narayan.
We may worship any of Krishna'sincarnations,
或者是 Krishna 的任何的这个化身
such as Vamana,
比如说 Vamana,
or Kurma,
或者是 Kurma,
or Matsya,
but
ultimately we worship Krishna in Vrindavan.
但是终极而言，我们崇拜的是 Vrindavan 的 Krishna.
So this is giving a summary of.The position of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and how he expands himself outside of Vrindavan into Dwarka, into the Vaikuntha planets.
所以这里就是解释了 Krishna 在 Goloka 的原本的这个形象是怎样的，然后又解释了他 就是扩展到的这个杜尔卡的这个形象，然后呢再到就是再到瓦昆达无忧星宿，就是一直一重重的不断的。
And the last point I want to make,
最后我想讲的一个要点是
is that when Krishna expands, that expansion is none different than Krishna. It has exactly the same potency.
就是说当 Krishna 扩展的时候，他扩展出的这一位和原本的他是没有任何就是能量上的区别的。
This is nicely explained by Lord Brahma in the Brahma Samhita.
这个就 Brahma 在这个 Brahma Samhita 这个婆罗诃摩赞，或者还有一个翻译叫梵天本集里面这样讲。
Where he gives the example of one candle.
他举了一个例子，就是就好像是一根蜡烛。
And from that candle, you can light other candles.
你可以用一根蜡烛点亮其他的蜡烛。
And when you light the other candles,Each candle is exactly identical to the original candle.
当你把其他的这些蜡烛点亮之后，其他的蜡烛和这个最原本的蜡烛，它也是看似是没有任何分别的。
So we'll finish here, and next week we will go into Krishna's expansion within the material world.
那么我们今天呢就先讲到这里，然后下一周我们要讲的是 Krishna 在这个物质世界的扩展。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Smriti Radha, 请您看一下大家是不是陆续的有一些问题提上来。
好的，请稍等一下。
Okay.
请大家提问吧，现在是提问时间。
So in Dwarka, there is also a lot of oil of reverence, but that oil of reverence is different from the Vaikuntha place.
Yes, there's an element of sweetness.
我刚才跟Radha Charan Prabhu就是提到一点，因为他刚才说在 Dwarka 的话也是有这种敬畏的心态，那我说那个肯定是跟那个就是 Vaikuntha 星宿、无忧星宿的那种敬畏是不一样的。对，Radha Charan Prabhu他说是这样的。因为在多尔卡的话这样的一种敬畏心态里面还有好多的这个甜蜜在里面。Vedavati, Vedavati, 是吗 ?Hare Krishna, 并外他不可翻译请您描述一下纯粹善良形态的特征。谢谢。Can you please describe the symptoms of pure goodness?
The symptoms of pure goodness.
Yes.
Symptom of pure goodness means,There is no more hankering and there is no more lamenting.
就是说在这个纯粹的这个善良形态当中已经没有进一步的那种渴求，也没有痛苦。
This is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita.
这是在佛家梵歌里面 Krishna 已经解释到。
Mam chayovya bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati tietan brahma buyaya kalpate.When one rises above the modes of material nature,
当一个人超越了这个物质形态之后呢
？Without any material motives,
那已经没有了这个物质的动机。
One is established on the platform of pure goodness.
那一个人他就已经达到了纯粹的善良形态。
And in another verse, Krishna says, "Na sochati na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param."There is no lamenting, there is no hankering, and one is situated on a transcendental platform.
在另外一个世界里他说到了在这个时候呢一个人他就没有物质的这个痛苦也没有物质的渴求已经完全的得到内心的满足。
Pure goodness means no material desires.
那纯粹的这个善良形态就意味着已经去除了所有的物质欲望。But the manifestation is. Are you finished or you want to speak more?
Yes.
所以这个特征就是没有物质欲望，没有物质渴求，也没有物质痛苦。Sumukhi Radha Dasi, Hare Krishna.顶拜帕布和玛塔吉感恩你们精彩的讲课和翻译。请问，既然文达本是无限的，为什么不能满足所有的梦中姑娘们？ 想嫁给库什纳的愿望呢，还要扩展到杜尔卡和白昆达去实现他们的愿望呢。Thank you very much for your wonderful class as well as the translation. If Vrindavan is unlimited, why Vrindavan can't satisfy all the desires of gopis to be married to Krishna, so that they have to, you know, expand to Dwarka and Vaikuntha to realize their wishes?
Krishna has two kinds of madhurya, sweetness in relationship with the gopis.
就是这种 madhurya 的这种甜蜜的关系，就 Krishna 和公牛姑娘们而言是有两类。
One is married and one is unmarried.
一个是已婚，一个是未婚。
And we see in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes that the gopis only have one desire, and that's to be married to Krishna.
那我们就是知道 Krishna 逍遥时光里，我们知道就是这些牧牛姑娘们，其实她们只有一个愿望，就是嫁给 Krishna.
As a matter of fact, in the pastimes of the Vimohan Lila, where Krishna takes away, when Krishna replaces all the coward boys and cats.
那我们就知道呢，就是在这个普罗赫摩偷取牛犊和牧牛童的这个逍遥时光里，就是 Vimohan Lila 里面呢，这 Krishna 就把他所偷走的那些牧牛童和就是小牛犊全部都又替代了，就他又扩展替代了。
So for 1 year, Krishna lives in the home as a coward boy.
那么所以说呢，有这么一年的这个时间 ，Krishna 他就是以这那些小牧牛童生活的，以形象生活着。
And the mothers become very, very attracted to their son, more than their original son.
然后这些妈妈们，她们原来都有自己的孩子，那现在她们就是有一年的时间，其实就是和 Krishna 在一起。这 Krishna 变成了她们的这些孩子，而她们对这个孩子的这种爱呢和吸引呢，还超过。
And they're thinking maybe this is a good time for my son to get married.
然后他们就想，也许我们的这个孩子现在就到了该结婚的时候了，这是一个很好的、很合适的时候。
So in these pastimes, the coward boys get married. Actually, it's Krishna getting married to all the gopis.
所以说呢，在这个时候呢，就是这些牧牛童就结婚了。那实际上是 Krishna 他娶了这些牧牛姑娘。
It is explained by the Acharyas that Purnamasi, who is Krishna's personification of Yoga Maya.
那在这个 Acharya 们解说 Purnamasi, 它是 Krishna 的 Yoga Maya 的一个扩展。
Yoga Maya is Krishna's expansion to cover him and cover everyone else for the sake of pastime.
那 Yoga Maya 就是为了去保证这个逍遥时光的这个上演，所以说呢 ，Krishna 就有这个 Yoga Maya， 来覆盖所有的人。
So Purnamasi makes the decision that there is absolutely no way that Krishna will get married in his Vrindavan pastimes.
所以呢 ，Purnamasi 呢，他就得想方设法的确保，在这个 Vrindavan Krishna。他不会和这些牧牛姑娘们结婚。
Because the idea of Krishna not marrying the gopis is to allow them to completely surrender everything to him.
那因为呢 ，Krishna 他不能娶这些牧牛姑娘。那这里的深意就是说，牧牛姑娘们没有办法嫁给 Krishna， 所以他们就愿意为 Krishna 付出一切。为他牺牲一切，完全的归于他。
Both Srimati Radharani and the gopis have husbands.
Srimati Radharani 和这些牧牛姑娘都有自己的丈夫。
But they are fake husbands.
但这些丈夫是名存实亡的，就是假的丈夫。
They only belong to Krishna.
那因为他们实际上是就是是属于 Krishna。
But what is the pastimes? Wants to show that the gopis and Radharani are prepared to give up even their own family members to be with Krishna.
在七夕逍遥时光里面呢，其实就是为了说明，就是 Radharani 还有这些牧牛姑娘们，她们为了 Krishna， 为了 Krishna 在一起，她们愿意牺牲自己的一切，包括她们的家庭，就是愿意放弃自己的家庭。
And don't forget, they are only children.
她们其实还是孩子。
Sometimes they do play marriage.
有的时候呢，她们也是玩这个。结婚的游戏，婚礼的游戏。
But it's unofficial.
但是这不是正式的婚礼。
Whereas in Dwarka,
这个结婚了。
So, Vrindavan and the gopis exhibit the highest possible form of pure love.
那么在 Vrindavan 呢，就是牧牛姑娘们，她们就展示出了，就是。最高的一种爱，对 Krishna 爱。
The queens of Dwarka do not understand this.
这个是 Dwarka 的王后们，他们所无法理解。
The goddess of fortune does not understand this.
幸运女神也理解不了。
But they all aspire.
但是他们都渴望能够有这样的。
They all want to be part of those forest pastimes.
他们都想加入到这个森林中的逍遥时光。
But they cannot enter.
但是他们却走进不了。
To enter those pastimes, you have to be a gopi.
必须是一个牧牛姑娘 gopi 才能够进入到这些 Vrindavan 的这个。而且这个要求还是很高的。
And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us.
那这也是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所。
Want to become a gopi?
那是目的 ，Rather， 如果你想成为一个 Gopi 牧牛姑娘们的话
，First you have to become a pure devotee.
首先，先成为纯粹的奉献者。
Then you have to follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
然后要去追随这个 Vrindavan 的这个居民的步伐。
And then you may be born in the womb of a Gopi in Vrindavan.
你有可能出生在 Vrindavan 的哪个牧牛姑娘？的这个肚子里。
And then you'll have to marry a fake husband.
嫁给一个形同虚设的丈夫。
And then finally you can run to the forest to see Krishna.
然后你最后就可以跑到森林里跟 Krishna 在一起了。OK, 这个问题先回答到这里了。下一个问题是金丽荣 Hare Krishna Dinbai Prabhu, 请问 Rama 带走牧牛童之后 Krishna 扩展出来牧牛童是哪类化身是 Prabhava 化身吗 ？The question is, Lord Brahma took away all the gopas and Krishna, Krishna expanded all the gopas to replace the original. What kind of incarnation are they? Are they Prabhava?
Yes, Prabhava. It's called Prabhava. Yes.
对，是的，这被称为 Prabhava。
Manifestation is called prakash.
什么叫做展示呢？就是叫 prakash.
And the expansion is prabhav, so it's prabhav prakash.
所以呢，就是扩展呢被称为 prabhav, 所以呢，这个就被称为 prabhav prakash.
I don't want to give all the technical names because I don't want to confuse everybody.
因为这里面有好多这个梵文的专用语。那要是都一一讲过来的话，大家肯定就糊涂了，就听不懂了。所以呢，帕布他并不想讲那么细。下一个问题来自于爱上瑜伽 Hare Krishna 感恩分享。This is the super girl. OK， 灵性世界有不同的星球 ，Krishna 是在其中的一个星球，还是所有的星球 ？So, are there different There are different planets in the spiritual world. Krishna is in one planet or in all the different planets?
Krishna is in all the planets, but in different forms.
对 ，Krishna 他是在灵性世界的所有的这些星球里的，但是在每一个星球上，他的这个形象是不一样的。
Prabhupada gives a very simple example which we often use.
Prabhupada 呢，他 给了一些一个例子，就是说经常用的。
You have the man in the office.
这个一个男人，他呢是在这个办公室里面上班，所以他在这个办公室有一个形象。
So the man in the office is wearing a suit and tie.
那他一定是西服革履的，在上班的时候。
And he has workmates.
然后还有同事。
He has customers.
还有客户。
So with each one of them, he has a different relationship.
所以跟他们每一个人呢，他是有不同的关系。
Or he may be even a big politician.
或者呢，他是一个大政客。
Or he may be a very famous person.
或者是一个名人。
So it's the same person, but different mood for different activities.
这还是同样的一个人，但是他展示出来就是做的是不同的事情，不同的活动，然后做不同的事情的时候呢，他的那个心态和那种氛围是不一样的。
Like we see in the world, so many different people doing so many different things.
就好像在这个世界上面，我们看到形形色色的人，他们做的事情也是各不相同。
But ultimately, where is that person most comfortable?
但是最终的话，我们要问的就是这个人他在什么地方他是最自在逍遥的呢？
When they go home.
就是回家的时候。
Where they have the intimacy of their children and the intimacy of their wife.
跟他们的这个孩子还有妻子在一起，很亲密的在一起生活，这个时候是他最舒服。
Where they can wear very casual clothes.
他们可以穿着非常随意的这个衣服。
When they can play silly games with the kids.
然后跟孩子呢去就是做一些傻傻的这个游戏。
Where the kids can climb on their father's back and kick the father.
这个孩子他可以爬到这个父亲的背上去踢他。
And the wife can be very intimate.
然后妻子呢跟他的这个关系呢也可以非常的亲密。
All these things they cannot do in public, but they can do at home, and that's what they like the most.
这些事情他在这个公共场合是在外面是没法做的，但是在家里面他就可以非常的自在，只有在家里才可能。
So, Krishna is manifested in different forms for different pastimes all throughout the spiritual world, but he is in his best in his private life in Vrindavan as a coward boys where there is no rules.In Vrindavan, there are no more rules.
就是说 Krishna 呢在这个灵性世界更多的星球里他都是同时出现的。但在每一个星球呢他有他不同的形象，不同的这个身份。但是他最甜蜜最自在的这个最亲密的那个就是最高的这个形象是在这个 Goloka Vrindavan。因为在这个 Vrindavan, 它很简单，它就是一个小牧牛童，然后在文达文也不讲那么多的规则规矩这些的，因为在文达文就是不讲规矩的，一切是自然然。
Krishna wants to be in Vrindavan because he doesn't want any rules. The only rule in Vrindavan is love.
那Krishna 他就不想讲规则，所以呢他最喜欢文达文，而文达文唯一的一个规则就是爱。OK, 下一个问题 Sumukhi Radha Dasi, 感恩帕布的解答，您讲的 Brahma 藏起牧牛童这段逍遥时光是在地球上的 Vrindavan, 而不是在灵性世界的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时呢，是因为无法嫁给 Krishna 才会有那么深刻的分离之爱吗？在灵性世界 Vrindavan 也有婚姻吗？也有形同虚设的丈夫吗？ Thank you very much for your answers.When you talked about Vimoha Lila, Brahma Vimoha Lila, so does it refer to the Vrindavan on the earth or the Vrindavan in the spiritual world, right? It's about the earth planet.
Yeah, this is. There are two kinds of pastimes.
那其实这里有两种逍遥时光。
One pastime is called Prakat Lila or manifested pastime.And the other one is called Aprakat Lila or Unmanifested Pastime.
一种叫 Prakat Lila, 那就是指的是展示出来的逍遥时光，还有一种是 Aprakat Lila, 阿就是否定的意思，就是说不展示的小老鼠。
So prakatlila is what we can see with our eyes.
Prakatlila 就是说你是用眼睛可以看到的。
So this is related to Lord Brahma.
这个是跟主 Brahma 有关吗？
Who is the creator of the universe?
他是这个宇宙的创造者。
And as the creator of the universe, he is thinking to himself that he is the most powerful.
那他作为这个宇宙的这个创造者呢，他就是自以为自己就是这个最有力量的人了。
So he wanted to test Krishna.
所以他讲想试验一下 Krishna.
So he stole the calves and the cowherd boys.
就把这些母牛童还有小母牛犊，还有就是小牛犊都给。偷藏起来。
He put them in a cave for 1 year.
有一年的时间就把他们放在一个山洞里面给关起来。
And Krishna was looking for them.
Krishna 到处的去找他们。
And then he realized that Brahma had played a trick on him.
然后他才发现原来是 Brahma 的这个把戏。
So he wanted to teach him a lesson.
所以呢，他就想教训一下他。
And after 1 year, Lord Brahma went to find the cowherd boys and calf, and he couldn't find them.And Krishna manifested himself into every calf and every cowherd boy.
啊，然后呢，过了一年之后 ，Brahma 要去找那些牛犊和牧牛童，但找不到。那 Krishna 呢，他是在这段时间里，他就完全的扩展出原本的那一批牧牛童和。
And then he manifested himself in front of Lord Brahma in unlimited form of Narayan.
然后呢，他就在这个 Brahma 的这个面前扩展出。无穷无尽的 Narayan 的四臂形象。
That's when Brahma realized that he had made a big mistake.
这个时候 Brahma 呢，他就明白了，自己已经铸成了大错。
And he offered beautiful prayers to apologize to Krishna.
所以这个时候他就向 Krishna 献上了极其优美的这个祷文，去荣耀 Krishna。
So Brahma is only in the material world, not in Goloka Vrindavan.
那这个。既然这个消失光里是 Brahma 这个人物哈，所以说他一定是在地球上的这个消失光，而不是明镜世界的消失。
The demigods only in the material world, not in the spiritual world.
啊，这个半神人都是在这个物质世界的，而不是在灵性世界。
So this is Prakatlila.
所以这个就叫 Prakatlila， 就是可以可见的消失光，可以看到的。So the other half of the question is it because the gopis couldn't be married to Krishna so that there was such a deep love of separation?
Yes.
是这样子的，就是因为他们不能嫁 Krishna， 所以有非常深的分离障碍。
There are many details to those pastimes.
这些消失光其实有很多的细节。There are two other following that. 后面还跟着两个问题，我再给他们翻译一下。Are there also marriage in Goloka Vrindavan and also the fake husbands? No. Not yet.
There are many details to those pastimes.
这些消失光里面呢，其实是有很多很多的细节。
And we get to understand those pastimes by reading.The writings of the acharyas because they know those pastimes.
因为这个过往的 acharya 们就是历代的先师们，他们是了解是就是觉悟这些逍遥时光的，所以你可以通过去阅读他们的文献。
But we have to understand what is the idea behind those pastimes. It's only for one purpose, and that's to intensify the love.
我们要知道那这么多的这些逍遥时光。其实背后它是一个统一的一个核心意义，就是说是为了去加强这种爱。
For example, Krishna doesn't sleep.
比如说 Krishna 他不睡觉。
In the middle of the night, he goes into the forest and starts playing on his flute.
他晚上不睡觉呢，他半夜就跑到森林里面去吹笛子。
The gopis are at home.
这个时候 gopi 牧牛姑娘们都在家里待着。
With their husband.
跟他们的丈夫在一起。
They hear the flute, they drop everything, they go into the forest.
他们听到这个笛声之后呢，他们就放下了一切，飞奔向这个森林飞奔。
Some gopis manage to run, some gopis are being held back in the house.
那有的这个 gopi 呢，他们可以跑出家，跑到森林里，还有一些 gopi 呢，就被关在这个家里出不了门。
When they get in front of Krishna,
当他们来到 Krishna 的面前，
They're very excited to see him.
看到他呢，看到这个 Krishna 的时候呢，他们都激动极了。
And he says to them, "What are you doing here?"
然后 Krishna 却对他们说，你们在这里干什么？
Why did you come?
为什么到这儿来？
So you called us. You played on the flute.
然后呢？那个姑娘就说，你不是吹了笛子了，不是在召唤我们了吗？
He says, no, you're going to get in trouble, you should go home.
不是 Krishna 说，你们会有麻烦的，赶紧回家吧。
You can imagine what goes on into the heart of those girls when they hear this.
但是让你去想象一下，你想象一下，那个姑娘姑父们听到 Krishna 这些话的时候，心里是一个什么感受？
So Krishna does this, he is very, very cheeky actually. He does this to intensify their love.
那 Krishna 其实很调皮的，他做所有的这些事情呢，就是想让他们的这个爱更加的强烈一些。
And sometimes they do get married as a game.
有的时候呢，他们也玩这个结婚的游戏。
There are amazing books by the Acharyas that are not translated into Chinese that explain those pastimes in every possible detail.And when you read them, you are completely drawn to the story and you get just a little glimpse of understanding of what spiritual love is all about.
那么其实啊，家人们写了好些的这个书，有很多书也翻译成了这个英文，但是还没有翻译成中文。如果你去看那些书的话，那你就可以看到这里面呢，它有对这个灵性世界这些逍遥时光的非常非常详细的这些描述，当你去读的时候呢，你真的是感觉到就是走进了这些逍遥时光当中，因为这些逍遥时光太引人入胜了。然后你走进这些逍遥时光的时候，你就能够感觉到你对这个灵性之爱有了这么一篇，就是有一个初步的一个感知。
Yes.
于是啊，太调皮，真气人，真是为了娱乐和增加爱的逍遥。于是呢 ，so naughty. He's really annoying. It's all for his own enjoyment.
No, it's not.
And to intensify the pastime of love.
No, it's not about Krishna's own enjoyment.
这不是说只是为了 Krishna 自己的享受。
Because you have to understand, Krishna is self-sufficient.
Krishna 他是自我满足的。
Krishna doesn't need anyone, he doesn't need anything.
他其实不需要谁，也不需要任何人。
But Krishna is bound by the love of his pure devotees.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他却被他纯粹的奉献者的爱所捆绑住了。
And when the devotee expresses their pure love, they purchase Krishna and they control Krishna.
那这个奉献者呢，他们对 Krishna 的这种纯粹的爱表达出来的时候，就真的是征服了 Krishna 的心，把 Krishna 给紧紧的绑住了。
We have to understand the roles are being reversed in Goloka Vrindavan.
你要知道，在 Goloka Vrindavan， Goloka Vrindavan 就是 Krishna。和这个奉献者之间的角色发生了对话。
All throughout Vaikuntha and all throughout the material world, Krishna is in full control.
就是在这个 Vaikuntha， 就是灵性世界的无忧心秀这个部分，还有包括物质世界，那 Krishna 是完全的主宰一切的。
In Vrindavan, it's totally different. Krishna is controlled.
在 Vrindavan 就正好是相反了， Krishna 被控制了。
Just like the big businessman is giving orders to everybody at the office, but as soon as he goes home, his wife stops telling him what to do. The kids tell him.
在这个自己的公司里边呢，他可以发号施令，告诉别人做这做那。但是他到了家里来的时候呢，这个他的太太就可以对他颐指气使，就可以让他做这做那，还有小孩子也能控制他。
Just like here in Mayapur, during the day, I sit in big meeting with big devotees, and as soon as I come home, I wash my wife's saris.
就好像是在这个 Mayapur 的时候，白天的时候我就坐在那里跟很多一些大奉献者在一起开那种重要的这个高峰会议，但是我回到家里来的时候还要给我的妻子洗沙粒。
Nobody sees that, but this is what I like to do. I like to come home and do some service.
大家都是不知道这个的，但是呢，我这是我喜欢做的，因为我喜欢做这样的服务。
Yeah, that's how you express your love.
就是你就是以这个方式来表达你的爱的。
When Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna brings me my shoes, Krishna loves to carry the shoes of his father.
但 Nanda Maharaj 说这个 Krishna 把这个鞋给我带来，然后 Krishna 就用脑袋顶着那个 Nanda Maharaj 的大鞋就过来了。那 Krishna 他最喜欢做这个事情，他很喜欢。
When Krishna plays with the carrot boys, he wants to be the loser.
然后当 Krishna 和那些牧牛童一起玩的时候呢，他喜欢被他们打败。
So this is Krishna's intimate pastime.
所以这个就是 Krishna 的非常这个甜蜜亲密的那些小时光。
He becomes the servant of the devotees.
这个时候呢，他心甘情愿的成为奉献者的仆人，去服务他们。
He wants this.
这是他想要的。
Outside of Vrindavan, he is the boss. No one can stop that.
出了 Vrindavan, 他就是老板，谁都阻止不了。下一个问题，菩提树下 ，Hare Krishna 顶拜他不顶拜 Mataji， 请问休息 Krishna 知觉，同时还要给吃肉，会不会也是冒犯呢 ？Hare Krishna。While practicing Krishna consciousness, cook for their meat-eating family members. If we do that for a long time, would that be an offense? Hare Krishna.
I think it has to do with the class.
This is a separate question.But she hasn't specified if不过你在这里没有说清楚，就是说你有没有是，就是说这奉献者要有没有给家人做肉还是不做肉，只是说还要给吃肉的家人做饭，那可能意思就是说还得不得不做肉，是不是 ？Looks like to has to.Cook meat for the family also because they eat meat.
Yeah.
And if she does that for a long time, it would be a huge offense.
It's not a question of offense or not offense.
那我们现在呢，不想用冒犯还是不冒犯这个词语来解释。
We had specific commitments before we met the devotees.
就是说。我们在遇到奉献者之前也是有对家人有承诺。
Before we met the devotees, we were very happy to cook meat for the family.
你成为奉献者之前的话，你在家里做饭给家里人。
And we find out the devotees are pure vegetarians.
然后你遇到了奉献者，然后你发现这个奉献者都是。纯素者都是素食者。
Devotees only eat Krishna prasadam.
而且奉献者只是荣耀的 Krishna prasadam.
And they chant Hare Krishna.
然后他们都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And they worship Krishna.
他们也崇拜 Krishna.
So now, what are we going to do? I'm a devotee, but my family life keeps going. It doesn't stop.
那现在的问题就是说，我成了一个奉献者了。但是我的家还是原来的那个家，这种家庭生活还得过下去。
So what am I going to do?
那我现在该怎么办呢？
Should I pack my bags?
我是不是就开始打包了呢？就是收拾行李，准备离开了呢？
I have a husband, I have children, I have work, I have family.
我有丈夫，有孩子，有家庭，有工作。
So do I want them to understand me or do I want to understand them?
那现在的问题是你是希望他们来理解你还是你去理解他们呢？
We have to understand the level of responsibilities and commitments.
我们得要了解这个责任还有承诺意味着什么。
So we're not going to break up a family over a diet.
所以我们不要因为这个吃饭的这个问题让一个家庭破裂。
people don't understand these things.
因为这些东西人们是无法理解的。
The alternative is,
你可以有另外一个选择。
Be an excellent cook.
做一个出色的好厨师。
Cook excellent vegetarian food.
做非常好吃的素食。
And you may convince them that it's nice to eat vegetarian food.
那这样呢这个慢慢的你就能够说服他们让他们心悦诚服这个吃素食真的是非常好
You can start with an excellent vegetarian meal once a month.
比如说你可以如果一下子做不到每一天你可以先从一个月一次做一顿丰盛的素食。
And if they like it very much, they say, please do it again.
那他们要真喜欢了你就继续。
You may do it every 2 weeks.
那可能是每两个星期你可以做一次。
Then you may have a vegetarian meal once a week.
然后一星期可以做一次素食。
But it has to be excellent.
但是你这个菜一定得要做得非常的好。
Not just red beans and noodles. And steamed vegetables.
不能只是做把菜这个水煮一下或者是白白的这个蒸一下或者煮一个红豆汤什么做个面条什么的这就太简单了就是要花功夫去。
You have no other option but to become an excellent cook.
这种情形下你是别无选择的你就必须要做一个非常好的一个厨师你得把这个饭菜做得很香。
This is the secret.
这个就是秘密。
Chinese people love to eat all the time.
中国人是很讲究吃的，很喜欢吃的。
So put some excellent vegetarian food on their plate.
所以呢，你要想办法做出非常好吃的素食，放到他们的盘子里，放到他们的碗里。
Then you will be able to enjoy family relationships and enjoy Krishna consciousness.
这个时候呢，你就可以。非常好的去享受你的家庭的天伦之乐同时你又可以享受 Krishna 之觉带给你的欢乐。下一个问题来自于 Ladini Devidasi, Hare Krishna Dimbai Guru, 请问 Guru, 什么是有品位的加法首先来到长帕布还不是 Guru, 但是可以说是训示 Guru, 什么是有品位的话 ,What is the,japa with the taste?
That's the question? Japa with taste. First of all, we have to be regular in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
首先你的这个唱诵啊 Hare Krishna 的 mantra, 你必须是能够保证是有规律的。
At the beginning, we may enjoy chanting, but we may not like to be regular in chanting.
那一开始的话呢你可能就是说喜欢这个唱诵或者是念诵但是还没有形成一个规律也不是经常性的。
So, the spiritual master is instructing us to chant regularly.
那这个灵性导师给我们一个训谕就是说我们得要去念诵。
And we understand by following the instruction of the spiritual master, we make spiritual progress.
那我们知道呢，我们遵循灵性导师的训谕之后，我们就可以在灵性上有所进步。
So by following the instruction, we become empowered to chant regularly.
那通过去遵循我们灵性导师给我们的训谕呢，我们就是被非常有规律的去念诵。
But that chanting will be mostly mechanical.
但是这个阶段你的这个念诵还是比较的机械的。
So mechanical chanting that while we are holding the beads and chanting the mantra, the mind is doing something else.
机械就意味着是心口不一。就是说你的手上拿着念珠在那念诵但是你的心已经跑到别的地方去了。
So this is mechanical chanting, which is actually offensive chanting.
那这种念诵这种所谓的机械的这个念诵呢其实就是一种带有冒犯的念诵。
Because we don't understand that Krishna and his name are exactly the same.
因为这个时候还没有觉悟到 Krishna 和他的名字是一样的。
When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there in his name.
那当你去唱诵或者念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候其实 在这个圣名当中就有 Krishna， Krishna 就在他的圣名中，或者说 Krishna 就是他的圣名。
We don't use the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna to get to Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, we have Krishna.
嗯，我们要知道，我们不是说去通过念诵这个 Maha Mantra， 这个曼陀罗去得到或者达到 Krishna。我们要知道的是，这个曼陀罗这个圣名和 Krishna 是等同的。你念诵的时候就是和 Krishna 在一起，没有需要不需要通过这个途径再去达到 Krishna。
So from mechanical chanting, we have to move to attentive chanting.
所以呢，我们要做的就是从这个机械的这个念诵，一定要就是进展到纯粹的这个念诵。
Where we have the mind under control and we concentrate on the sound vibration.
那个时候你可以驾驭自己的心意，然后可以完全的沉浸到这个。念诵时的这种音阵之中。
It takes discipline.
这个需要有一个强大的自律。
But there's no other option.
但是呢，别无选择。
Attentive chanting.
专注的念诵。
And when we become attentive to the sound of Krishna's name, then we get the taste.
你从这个冒犯的念诵过渡到了专注的念诵的时候呢，你就会慢慢有了品味。
Because Krishna reciprocates.
因为 Krishna 他是会回报你。
How does Krishna reciprocate?
那 Krishna 是怎么样回报你的呢？
He removes obstacles from the heart.
他可以帮助你清除心中的障碍。
And the more the obstacles are removed, the more we discover who Krishna is.
然后我们心中的这个障碍清除的越干净，我们就越能明白。Krishna 的真实身份 ，Krishna 究竟是谁
？Then we become attached to chanting.
这个时候呢，我们就会越来越依附于这个念诵。
Because we understand this is the best way to be with Krishna.
因为我们知道呢，这个是和 Krishna 在一起的一个最佳的方式了。
And then we reach to pure chanting.
然后我们就达到这个纯粹的念诵。
And in pure chanting, you can actually enter in your chanting meditation. You can enter into Krishna's pastime.
那就是在这个纯粹的念诵的这个阶段，你就是在念诵的时候就可以进入到 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光里。
OK。
Jai Krishna 梁谢奎，你拜帕布的莲花组 Sumeru 三在地球的哪个位置？ Where is Meru exactly? In which part of the earth?
We will discuss this next week when we talk about Krishna's expansion into the material world.
就是下一周我们要讲到的是 Krishna 在这个物质世界的扩展。那么你这个问题正好是相关的，我们下一周再来回答。
This is described in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个是在圣典伯加瓦坦的第五篇里面所讲到的。下一个问题Pushpa Sara Devidasi 顶拜帕布和翻译请问给非奉献者做素食怎么供奉，能否先把生菜供奉了再做，因为在做饭的时候他们会来看后文字的版本。恩 Hare Krishna。 How to if we make some vegetarian food for the non-devotees, how to do the offering? Should we just offer the raw vegetables and then cook, because while we cook, they would come and check and look and smell.
Yeah, it's true. It's difficult.
你说的没错，的确是不容易啊，在这种情况下。
I have been in the similar situation before.
我之前也遇到过同样的情形。
And I have some sort of prayer where before I start cooking, I have all the ingredients in front of me, and I pray to Krishna, please give me the ability to cook for you.And accept this offer.
然后呢，我是这样做的。我就是在做饭之前，我有一个特别的一个祈祷，就是我把所有的这个原料都放在我的面前，向 Krishna 祈祷说，我现在是在这样的一个情形下，希望 Krishna 能够仁慈的赋予我这个能力，能够为他做这个 prasada， 然后祈求 Krishna 能够接受。我为他做的 prasada。
Krishna accepts and Krishna sees the sincerity.
Krishna 他其实他能够接受到你的接受你的真诚，accept and
appreciate，
而 且他也会非常的欣赏和感激你的真诚。
These are the things we need to do just to get people to appreciate vegetarian food.
有的时候呢，我们要走出第一步，就是让大家来欣赏这种素食的这个生活方式，欣赏素食这种饮食习惯。那我们有的时候不得不处于这样的一种状况当中，这也是我们必须要去接受的。
Don't worry too much about this.
关于这一点，你不用过于纠结。
You just pray to Krishna within your heart, and He will purify everything.
你在你的心中向 Krishna 祈祷 ，Krishna 他会接受你的真诚。
Just make sure that people don't come and eat the food while you're cooking it.
就是你做饭的时候，不要让他们去品尝，这个很重要。
Okay.
OK, 好，那我们今天应该就是课就可以讲到这里了，没有其他的问题了。
OK, thank you very much, Shumukhi Mataji.
非常感谢 Shumukhi Mataji.
Thank you to all the devotees for your very, very good questions.
非常感谢大家提出的非常好的问题。
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kesha Desh Yatra Ki Jai,Go Premanande Hari Hari
Bol. 百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切坦念经师切坦念者切米塔就讲到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是《玛迦利拉中篇逍遥》的第二十章，主师切坦念马哈帕布教导萨南坦戈斯瓦米有关绝对真理的科学。Hari Krishna。